Amen. All nine of the gifts of the Spirit belong to the church. They don't belong to preachers. They belong to the church. You can expect manifestations of the Holy Ghost in a drugstore, in a grocery store, in a service station. All you got to be is born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Go for it.
Jesus is God's gift to the world, but the Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church. Find out how He wants to supernaturally equip you as Kenneth teaches on the manifestations of God's Spirit next, right here on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
This anointing that we're talking about, the yoke destroying, the burden removing, yoke destroying of Almighty God. When the woman with the issue of blood touched the hem of His garment, I'm totally convinced of this, that he wore His prayer shawl. I'm convinced that was what she was after. Don't you think so, Doc? She's after that shawl. She knows what that represents.
Amen.
And she planned, just like Jesse said, she planned to sneak up in there and get that and move out. But He said, somebody touch me. Now I want to ask you something. How come He didn't know who it was? Well, Brother Copeland, He did. He just went, don't start giving me that trash. God didn't reveal to him who it was that touched him, so he didn't know. This is not God. Yes, He was God, manifested in the flesh, but He's ministering as a man. And I'm going to tell you something else. To this very morning, there is a born again, Holy Ghost baptized, glorified man in the Godhead. If that don't set you on fire, your wood's wet. Hallelujah. We are well represented, I'm telling you. Now, say this. I have a measure, of the same faith, operating in and on Him, when that woman touched His garment. I have the same Spirit, dwelling in me.
And on me
that did that work. Now, here's what I wanted to touch right here. We know that when she touched Him, it was the anointing of Acts 10:38, it was the anointing of Luke chapter 4, Isaiah 61. It was the anointing that destroyed that yoke that flowed out of Him. Now, why didn't He say that? Daughter, My anointing has made you whole. He said, daughter, your faith made you whole. Now, we've spent way too much time identifying with the woman. Nothing wrong with that. She did four things. If we do those four things, that healing and honor flow into us. Amen. Now, we need to come to the place that the Scripture here is talking about The Spirit of God has come. If you hadn't been baptized in the Holy Ghost, get that way right now. Just say, give it to me. And then we finish the service. Oh, Brother Copeland, it can't be that easy. Yeah, it's that easy. This is a matter of faith, not feelings. You can feel like a frog on a stump. And it has nothing to do with it. It has to do with you believing what Jesus said in the Gospel of Luke, how much more your heavenly Father give the Holy Ghost to those that ask Him. So ask. And quit struggling. Just open your mouth and make noise and trust the Spirit of God to give you the words to say. Have faith in the Spirit that's already in you. Now, if you're not born again, No, you're not ready yet. He said, if a son shall ask of a father. No, see, Jesus is God's gift to the whole world. But the Holy Spirit is God's gift to the church. Amen. All nine of the gifts of the Spirit belong to the church. They don't belong to preachers. They belong to the church. You can expect manifestations of the Holy Ghost in a drugstore, in a grocery store, in a service station. All you got to be is born again and baptized in the Holy Ghost. Go for it. Now, of course, those manifestations, those nine manifestations, are ministry equipment. The apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, in whichever office someone is called and functions, then there are going to be manifestations of the Holy Spirit. According to that office, there will be those that manifest pretty well on a regular basis are more than the others. But hey, desire the best gift. Someone asked Brother Roberts while I was in his presence one day, said, which is the best gift? He said, the one you need at the time. Amen. Smith Wigglesworth said it like this. He said, stretch your faith just as far as it'll go. Knowing there's nine manifestations standing ready to be added to your faith to get that job done. That's well said, you know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're still talking about the anointing. That's what those nine gifts are. There's nine fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness. Amen. Faith. That's not the gift of faith. It's faithfulness. Special faith. No, special faith is in the gifts of the Spirit. Faith is faithfulness. Being faithful. Having God's faithfulness working in you. Working in you. Developing the fruit of the Spirit. Praise God. We're still talking about anointing here. Glory to God. And if I don't do something here quick, we're going to be talking about it tomorrow afternoon. I hadn't got down to my point one yet. I'm about to here. Philippians chapter 1. Are you there? Good. Paul and Timothy, the servants of Jesus, the Anointed One, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, the Anointed Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus, the One Anointed. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you always in every prayer of mine for you all, making request with joy. For your fellowship. That word translated fellowship is the old English word for partnership. It means when two people come together and form a partnership, or if you were in Europe, you would say a fellowship, in order to be able to get something done that neither one of you can do by yourself. That's what partnership means. It's not complicated. People try to complicate it. Well, and one of the reasons it gets fouled up because people have used this to raise money. And that's not what this is all about. Now watch this. For your partnership, where? In the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing. Now remember, this is the same man with whom God did special miracles by his hands. And he laid his hands on aprons or cloths. Now, and upon whomsoever those claws were laid, what happened? Evil spirits departed. Sickness and disease departed. Let's go over there and put your eyes on it again. Hold your place there in Philippians. Put your marker or something there. Acts chapter 19. Verse 11, God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons. Now, how do we know he laid his hands on them? Because he said he did these special miracles by his hands. And diseases departed from them and evil spirits went out of them. All right, back to Philippians chapter 1. This is that same man now. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus the Anointed. Even as it is meet, or even as it is right. You could also say able, A-B-L-E. Even is right, or I am able to think this of you all because I have you in my heart. Inasmuch as both in my bonds, in the defense, and the confirmation of the gospel, you all are partakers of my grace, my anointing. You are my partner. You are partaker of my anointing, my grace, in the defense of the gospel, in my bonds. Well, what happened in Philippi? Huh? Yeah, jailbreak. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. What was happening? At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, sang songs, and praised God. And they did it so loud that the prisoners heard them. It wasn't some little, well, you know, Brother Copeland, I have a praise in my heart. If you got a praise in your heart, it'll come out your mouth. Well, we just don't do that in our church. Well, we ain't in your church. If you in a church that won't praise God, goodbye. Goodbye. That's having a form of godliness and denying the power of that. Because if you want to talk about the big gun of faith, the big gun of faith is praise and worshiping. Man, I wish I had time to get into that, but I don't. Even as it is right, and I'm able to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as both in my bonds. So what happened at midnight? There was an earthquake. Where did it come from? Huh? What was it, Bill? Came out of Paul and Silas. It didn't come from heaven. Came out of them. It's the Father that dwells within me. He does the work. Now put your hands right here. Say it. Greater.
Greater.
Is he
that is in me
than he that is in the world? Now, you need to be aware of this. You need to get aware of this. I don't care what you have to do it. If you have to put that scripture, I tell you the place to put it is on the refrigerator door. That's where you spend a lot of time, Bubba. Read it every time you head into that refrigerator. I mean, you ought to have scripture stuck up on the mirror in the bathroom, on the mirror around you. You ought to have them stuck up every place. When you get in your car, you ought to have the Word of God staring you in the face. You turn on that radio, and somebody out of this convention is preaching to you. If you ain't quite up where you ought to be, well, put Jesse on there. That'll get you going. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I'm telling you, hallelujah. Now, God's plan for the distribution of that anointing. Now, are you listening to me? The most powerful thing on the face of this planet is the local church. Not traveling ministries. Praise God. We do our part. But we are and should be in support of the local church. I'm telling you, a Holy Ghost baptized pastor that knows what he or she is doing. Now, in the bonds, in the defense, and in the confirmation of the gospel. Hallelujah. Last, I hope, put your marker there. 16th chapter of Mark Gospel, 15th verse. Last chapter in the book of Mark. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now look at this. These signs, say signs, shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. They went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word with what? Those signs following. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Back up. Look at the word them. The Lord working with them. That is in italics. It was added at the privilege of the translator. The Lord working with and confirming the word. What word? The word they preached. Confirmation of the gospel. You are all partakers of my grace, my anointing, in the confirmation of the gospel. This is God's way of distributing the anointing of Jesus that destroys the yokes and removes the burdens throughout the whole body of Christ. You may be called as a school teacher. You may be called into the business world. Amen. If that's where your calling is, there's an anointing to do it. But I'm going to tell you something, sweetheart. You are called to be someone's partner who is in the field. Now, your local church is first. Amen. You understand that? That's absolutely true. But you're called to be partners to get this gospel out. And I thank God for pastors who teach their people to partner outside the church. Amen. Well, Brother Copeland, we ain't got enough money now. That's why I'm telling you the fix for that. If you want your church to prosper, then teach the church how to support the whole ministry, not just you. Now, I realize that religion taught you something else. But I didn't start this yesterday. Amen. And I've watched other ministries before me. T.L. Osborne. Oh, man. I had lunch with Brother Osborne while I was still a student there. ORU, my, he helped me. We became dear friends, he and Daisy and Gloria and me. He said this to me the first time I had lunch with him. And T.L. couldn't say Kenneth. He said, Kenneth! He was always so excited about the gospel, he'd just shout at you every time he talked to you. Kenneth! I jumped. I said, yes, sir. He said, you want to be rich? I said, yeah. I'll tell you how. Okay. He said, find a preacher that doesn't have enough money to do what God's mandated him to do and get in there and help him do it. But when you start doing that, you better get you the biggest building you can get your hands on, because your church is going to spread out all over the county. That's what church is supposed to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you today for the glorious distribution of the burden-removing, yoke-destroying power of your anointing. And we thank you. We thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God.
Lines on the road, arrows on a sign, lanes in a pool, they all guide us, keep us safe, and show us where to go. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. As Christians, we're often quick to begin quoting scriptures, but what happens when life suddenly takes us by surprise? In the 3-CD series, Hearing Wisdom's Voice, Kenneth Copeland shares scriptures and steps on how to aim your faith in the direction that wisdom is guiding you, a direction that enables you to take your authority by following the voice of the Lord. Learn to grow up in faith and focus your prayers to receive the outcome the Lord has already given you. Understand how hearing the voice of wisdom, the Holy Spirit, ties directly into to the blessing of the Lord in your life. Kenneth also teaches strategies for getting quiet and listening to God's direction in your life, staying aimed at where He wants you, no matter what others are saying, so you can get the job done. Receive God's wisdom in your life. Order your free copy of Hearing Wisdom's Voice today by calling 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Glorify God. Be the conduit for God's wisdom to change your life and the lives around you. Order Hearing Wisdom's Voice free from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Request yours today.
You heard on this broadcast today about this manifestation of the Spirit of God like Brother Copeland was talking about. And I want to ask you something. Have you ever experienced anything like that? I know so many of you have. You've received healing in your body, or perhaps a marriage has been restored, or maybe you've even seen a turnaround in your finances because of what you've learned from the Word of God listening to this broadcast. And what we want you to do, if that's you, we encourage you to share your testimonies with us. That fires us up. We get so excited when we hear from people all over the world that said, hey, I heard the Word through your broadcast and it made a change in my life. So share that with us. And you can do that either by just picking up the phone and calling us, or you can email us through our website at kcm.org. We get so encouraged here hearing how many lives are being impacted every day by the Word of God. And we thank God for it, and all the glory goes to Him. Now, today on this broadcast is offering day. On a weekly broadcast, we set aside 1 week a month to give you opportunity to respond to the word that you've heard. Let me read this to you out of the book of Galatians chapter 6. It says, let him who is taught the word share or respond in all good things with him who teaches. And do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that will he also reap. And if you've heard the word on this broadcast and it's taken root in you and you're seeing a change in your life, that's an excellent opportunity to go before the Lord and say, Father, how would you have me respond to your word? And you listen. And if there's an assignment for you to get involved financially with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland through what's going on here at KCM, then you do it. But just be led by the Spirit. Listen for when, listen for how, listen for what. Let Him lead you in everything you set your hand to do, and it will prosper, include your financial sowing. Now, when you sow into this ministry, like I've told you before, you're not just a number on a list. You are a name, you're an identity, and one that gets prayed for every single day. We pray for our partners, we pray for our friends, and we pray that God will multiply and bless the seed that you've sown into the work of this ministry. And we believe in Jesus' name that your seed is opening up a door of access for God to get involved in your life, your family, your finances like never before. We speak the blessing of the Lord over you. You are increased more and more, you and your children, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, listen, I'm so glad you tuned into the broadcast today. We're looking forward to seeing you again. Until then, remember this, Jesus is Lord.